Tim, we don't play in the Victorian Amateur Footy Association playground for whatever reason. We never went to the private school. We never we finished playing footy. But it is a huge part of the football landscape here in Victoria, and as it indeed around the country, I would imagine. Justin Quill's been with the Melbourne Uni Blues for 27 years. Now, he's the runner. He's the head of recruiting, had been for a number of years. And we just saw on the back of Tom Boyd, who's now gone to St. Kevin's, and then all of a sudden people start texting us on why he's elected to go there and not stay at Norwood that had a salary cap of $220,000. Now, we know Tom Boyd's not motivated by money. Otherwise, he would have stayed at the Western Bulldogs if that's what he wanted.
He gave $2 million back.
But there are a lot of people who are doubting it. Quilly has been good enough, Justin Quill, to join us on the line. Justin, what is this doubt that exists about the amateur status of your great organisation?
Yeah, well, I guess it's probably people who aren't involved in the amateurs, and they don't get the attraction to it, if you like. I mean, we have Uni Blues. We played St. Kevin's, the team that Tom Boyd's going to. We played them in the grand final this year. Happy to say we beat them. and so we had a fair number of ex-AFL players playing for us. And so I can see why people from the outside will say, well, why would they go to an amateur club and not get paid when they can go out and play for, you know, Baldwin, or perhaps go to the country and pick up some decent coin, or as you guys always say, some sheets. So if you're not in these clubs and you don't get it, I can understand why you'd be suspicious. But I've been involved at the Uni Blues for years. Used to do the recruiting, don't anymore, but used to do the recruiting. And I can tell you, it's for the love of it. It's the reason I don't get paid for all the time I put into Uni Blues. I just love it. I love the club, love the organisation, and players do get well set up in jobs and networks, and it makes a difference to your career.
Right, you are a highly, highly successful lawyer, so the sheets aren't an issue for you. But what is to stop someone from saying, right, Tim Watson's finished, he left Dimboola High School at year 10, he's finished playing footy, he's going to play for the Uni Blues, we'll get you a job with this firm, and we're going to pay you what would normally be a $75,000 job, we're going to pay you $150,000.
Well, look, every year the amateur clubs have got to sign stat decks to say effectively that that's not what they're doing. So that's one thing. Businesses do find it difficult to do that these days, though. I could imagine that might have happened 50 years ago or 20 years ago, but certainly these days, I can't imagine any businesses being able to say, look, we'll give you a job at a big company, and because I'm high up in the company, I can pay you more than you're really worth. It just doesn't happen. Now, I can't speak for every single club in the VAFA. I obviously don't know what every single club in the VAFA does, but I can certainly tell you from Uni Blues, and I'm confident with the other A-grade clubs that we play, I know for us, for example, we definitely do not do it. And I'll tell you the main reason why we wouldn't do it, even if we could, is because we won the grand final a month ago. Absolutely one of the best days of my life, running around there, out there. If I knew that we had cheated to get that, it just wouldn't have felt the same. So why would we cheat and call into question, if you like, our premiership by doing something like that? And then you look at it from the player's point of view. If they want to get paid, there's plenty of opportunities for them to go and get paid at, as I say, a Baldwin or one of these clubs that are entitled to pay.
Justin,
the other thing.
Will you do me a favour? We're coming to the 8 o'clock news. Will you come in here and take some of the calls that are coming through and some of the and take them head on? Because I am believing you, right? And I've had a text message from a good mate who's got St. Kevin's old boy connections, and he said 85 to 90% of St. Kevin old boy players that go back. But not everyone's believing what you're saying, Justin, so we need you to come in and take calls and just sell this a bit harder. Would you do that for us?
It might take me a while to get in there, boys.
Not
but
today.
I'd be happy
not
to take
today.
No, not today.
Sometime next week.
Yeah. Look, I'd be happy to. And honestly, I know people might be a bit sus, but I can guarantee them, hand on heart, we are not paying players, and I'm confident the other VAFA clubs are not either.
You're a runner in the VAFA. Just jog in here one morning, Justin.
we'll do, Tim.
All right, Justin Quill to join us sometime next week, and we'll continue because, hey,